I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're going to talk about a new story that's been developing for a few days about UN troops being deployed in Chicago. UN troops, United Nations troops, to come to Chicago to help deal, supposedly, with all the violence that's going on in Chicago, with all the gang wars and this kind of thing. This is something that's talked about on Fox. It's something that's talked about in conservative circles because Chicago, of course, they're in Illinois. Illinois is a blue state. I've got family that live in Illinois, and it's a very, very blue state. Chicago is heavily gun controlled, and despite all of the gun control laws, they've got some of the worst crime in the country and people dying from being shot. In spite of all the gun control laws. Why? Because the criminals don't care about gun control. They don't care about gun laws. And so most of the guns that they obtain, as I understand it from the reports I've seen and read, most of the guns that these gangs obtain are illegal. They're not going down to a sporting goods store. They're not going to some convention, you know, an NRA convention and buying firearms. They can't do that because a lot of these guys have criminal records that would prevent them from passing a background check. So as a result, they get their guns illegally. That's very typical. And Chicago is one of those, it's one of those sticking points in the conservative community where it is presented as an example of what happens if blue state Democrats get control of a city. It just becomes a catastrophe. Crime goes through the roof. All of the left-wing policies do not work. It's bad for everybody. And you just see a decline in the city overall. Well, now, after years of this, I mean, President Trump suggested deploying the National Guard there in Chicago because the situation is so bad. And Trump, I thought, President Trump has made some great arguments where Chicago is concerned, because his issue is, he said and that every American has a right to live in a safe neighborhood. Every American has that right. They have a right to law and order. And in reality, those are God-given rights, because God's laws prevent criminal activity from happening. People don't have the right to steal. They don't have the right to commit murder. They don't have the right to go and treat other people in ways that they don't want to be treated. So it seems like the president has wanted to do something about this situation. Well, now we have this story, and I've seen this. I mean, they mentioned it on Fox, and now you've got this article here at InfoWars that says a commissioner in talks with UN to put troops on the streets of Chicago. And he said, apparently this is a quote from the commissioner, that, quote, "The United Nations has a track record of protecting minority populations." That is just a remarkable statement, just an incredible, incredibly delusional statement where the UN is concerned. I mean, the UN right now is probably one of the biggest frauds and deceptions that's being played out in modern times. Among the deceptions, you know, evildoers and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The UN is a very, very deceptive organization, the more you study it. and their false claims of humanitarianism. They supposedly care about protecting people, protecting the poor, the downtrodden, all this other kind of stuff. It's all nonsense and baloney. No, they don't care about any of that. They have an agenda, a globalist, anti-Christian agenda. That is the reality of the United Nations. I've been to the UN several times. I've been filming there inside the building. We show some of this footage in our documentaries. If you've seen our films, you've seen our footage of the UN, their meditation room, and so on, the strange artwork that they have. And of course, they have the big statue out front of a gun, a firearm, tied up in a knot, an obvious symbol against the right to keep and bear arms. And what's so treacherous about their approach to this, because, I mean, the UN is a big gun control operation. They don't like the idea of anybody but the government having guns. And, of course, they follow the whole left-wing argument that, well, things will be safer that way. But we've talked on the program before about their role in the Rwanda genocide and the fact that the UN specifically refused to protect the Tutsi population because they retreated out of most of the country, pulled their troops out, and left the general population undefended. Even though they were supposed to be the peacekeeping troops, they were supposed to prevent something like the Rwanda genocide from happening, but they didn't do it. Then we have the report from Dr. Peter Hammond, who says some of these guys actually handed over members of the Tutsi population to the Hutus to kill them, to murder them. They cooperated with the murders of innocent people. And we've done a number of programs on this in the past. So when I saw this story, it was stunning to me. But here, let's read part of it. It says, Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin is in talks with United Nations officials to explore the possibility of putting UN troops on the streets of Chicago to address the city's horrendous gun violence problem. And then it says Boykin flew to New York last week to meet with UN Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Support, Oscar Fernandez Taranco, to discuss the issue. And then here's some of these remarkable quotes. Quote, the United Nations has a track record of protecting minority populations, Boykin said before the meeting. Quote, there was tribal warfare between the Tutsis and the Hutus in Africa, and they deployed peacekeeping troops there to help save those populations and reduce the bloodshed. We have to do something. Black people in Chicago make up 30% of the population, but 80% of those who are killed by gun violence, end quote. That's what Boykin said. Now, the fact that he acknowledged the Rwanda genocide, he's obviously not educated about what went on in the Rwanda genocide. And the fact that the United Nations did virtually nothing significant to protect innocent people there. And I mean, if the UN is protecting you and 800,000 people get murdered anyway, you've got to be kidding. 800,000 people, almost a million people were slaughtered over a period of about 3 months while the UN was protecting them. And supposedly this is a good track record, according to Boykin. I mean, it's unbelievable. It seems like to me, and the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who is a big-time leftist, pro-Obama guy, apparently hasn't made a comment on this one way or the other. There are other quotes out there where the police chief, I think it was, in Chicago, has said that the United Nations has no jurisdiction in the United States. And, of course, that's true. I mean, people would be, Americans, patriots would be riled up, I think, in a big way if they tried to bring UN troops into our country. But this is something that people have predicted for years. For years, they have thought that they're going to bring in United Nations troops. Well, the theory is that at some point, they'll try to overturn the Second Amendment and then bring in the UN troops to confiscate arms from Americans. That's the, I mean, that's been a theory I've heard for years, That along with another theory that they are training foreign troops on American soil for that same purpose, to send out foreign troops, UN troops, etc., to confiscate arms from the American people because, well, the story that has been circulated for years, for more than a decade, is that back in the 90s, back in 1994, there was a questionnaire sent out to the U.S. Marines at the 29 Palms Marine Base in California. And the recruits were asked a series of questions, and among those questions was whether or not they would be willing to kill U.S. citizens who refused to surrender their firearms. And if you look this up, you can find articles on it. InfoWars has an article on it. There are other websites that talk about it. Dr. Stan Monteith at Radio Liberty used to talk about this back before he passed away. And Dr. Stan, if I remember correctly, even talked about having a copy of the questionnaire in his files during one of the radio interviews that I did with him years ago. But I've heard about this for well over 10 years, and it goes back to 1994. But what happened was they asked the U.S. Marines, these Marine recruits, if they would be willing to fire on U.S. citizens. And the Marine recruits were apparently so offended at the idea, at the suggestion of it, they didn't even want to contemplate it. They didn't want to answer the questionnaire. Because their position was, we didn't join the Marines to fight against our fellow citizens. We joined the Marines to fight against America's enemies. And so this has been a problem. The military in our country historically is very, very patriotic. And especially the post-World War II military that saw what happened, saw it, whether they saw it directly, because a lot of those, well, some of those veterans are still alive. My grandfather, Zygmunt Zadorowski, who was a Polish officer, he served in the Polish Second Corps. I've talked about Ziggy on the program before. He passed away earlier this year, but he was a World War II veteran. And there are still World War II veterans alive who remember what went on with Hitler and the Nazis and the concentration camps and the fact that the Nazi soldiers were ordered to do things that were immoral and evil. And they also remember the judgment at Nuremberg. And the principal issue at Nuremberg was that there are certain things that no government has any right to order their troops, even in time of war. So our post-World War II military, I remember this, I grew up on military bases until I was 15 years old. Our post-World War II military has the mentality that they will obey any lawful order that they're given by their superiors and by the commander-in-chief. But they are not going to go and commit crimes against innocent people, even if they're ordered to do so by the U.S. government. They're just not going to do it. And it is the reason that they have that disposition is because of all the events that happened during World War II. So the globalists and those who are looking for some kind of way to undermine and enslave America, they have a problem. Their problem is that the military in this country has a different mentality where freedom and duty and loyalty is concerned. Their loyalty is under God, historically, under God, to their country, to their constitution, and to the American people. And of course, they're going to obey the orders that they're given from their superiors. But historically, they would not be willing to turn on their fellow citizens. Certainly not in a scenario that looked anything like what went on in Nazi Germany or what went on in the Soviet Union, that kind of thing. They would not cooperate with it. And the powers at work behind the scenes, they know that. And it would appear that this test that they gave to the Marine recruits was them trying to sort of test the waters and see what they could get away with. Anyway, let's go to our commercial break, and we'll talk more about this situation when we come back right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part three in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the Scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America. Our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I've been a customer of Mountain House through one of their distributors. But now, Worldview Weekend, as of October 25th, 2016, has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. Now look, the key word here is balance. We don't put our hope in horses and chariots. We don't put our security in food and gold and silver. But it is important to be diversified and to be prepared. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. I think people ought to have a little bit put aside, as I've done since April of 2013, in case of an emergency. You get free shipping and handling, and you're supporting the general operating budget of Worldview Weekend. Just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the program today. We're talking about the possibility of UN troops on American soil. This has been before now. This has always been considered some kind of conspiracy theory. Always been considered, oh, this is one of the conspiracy theories that they're going to bring in UN troops, etc. Now, things have gotten to a point where here we have a representative of our government. I mean, he's not exactly a high-ranking official. But he is the Cook County Commissioner, Richard Boykin, in talks with United Nations officials to explore the possibility of putting UN troops in Chicago. All right, now, the idea that the UN troops are some kind of humanitarian peacekeeping organization is pure nonsense. It's not anything that anybody, any conservative, any patriot, any Christian who really cares about Christianity, especially at an international level, knows that the United Nations is not operating in favor of Christians who are being persecuted all over the world. Quite the contrary. They go the other way. They support the Muslims. They support those who persecute Christians. This is one of the things that Dr. Hammond talked about in the Sudan. And of course, this is a couple of years back, but how they were sending aid, government aid, to the Muslims in the north of Sudan. And the Muslims were persecuting the Christians down in the south of Sudan and trying to wipe them out. And yet here the United Nations is supporting the persecutors. So this is a very, very deceptive organization. And they are known for their immorality. They're known for being rapists. In fact, the New American has an article on this, New American Magazine, and their headline is, quote, Chicago politician requests child raping UN troops in America. That's the headline. And I've talked to other researchers about this who argue that the UN troops are known for being rapists. And so here, let me just read part of this New American article. It says, quote, under the guise of stopping gun violence and genocide, the fringe county commissioner in Cook County, Illinois, went to New York City to request that the United Nations deploy peacekeeping troops in Chicago. Seriously, these would be the same ruthless soldiers who have come under fire around the world for systematic rape of children, spreading deadly diseases, murdering unarmed protesters, overthrowing elected leaders, waging war on Africans who did not want to live under a Soviet-backed dictator, and countless other atrocities, especially atrocities targeting black people and always perpetrated with impunity. All right, so that's the New American's take on it. Especially atrocities targeting black people. See, this is one of the things. I've had friends in the black community for many years. In fact, when we lived on military bases and so on, military bases, at least overseas when I was growing up, they were very multicultural. Of course, I don't remember the multicultural argument being pushed on us like it is today. It just seemed like you just had a bunch of different people who were in the military and their kids all went to these schools and whatnot. And so we just grew up around people who were black, people who were Hispanic, people who were Asian, people who were Jewish. And then, of course, many people who were Catholic, Protestant. There was just a whole collection of people there in the military, from what I remember. But for anybody who has any concern about the welfare of members of the black community, the last people in the world you would want to bring in would be the United Nations. The UN and these Marxist socialist deceivers, because they're all part of the same movement, they have undermined the effort of Christians in Africa, Christians who were really turning things around in Africa through the 19th and early 20th century, many of them. That's why I did these stories on Rhodesia and South Africa and so on, because these were Christian countries that were ultimately undermined by communism. And the results were catastrophic for people in Africa. Just catastrophic. Things got worse for them. Things don't get better. They get worse. So it seems highly unlikely that anything is going to get any better if they were to bring in the United Nations. Certainly, it's not going to get better in Chicago. But it would stir a lot of people up. And it could be that this is what the radical left wants to do. Their methods are to drive agitation. And right now, they're trying to fight against President Trump. They're not just fighting Trump. They're fighting all of the conservatives, the evangelicals, the Christians, the patriots that supported Trump. And of course, anybody who actually believes in our Constitution, believes in the historic freedoms of our country, any of that, they are fighting against the whole thing. They want to tear it down. And that's why we're seeing all of these very, very, more and more bold declarations about communism and socialism. And this is something that I think we've got to continue to watch. We've got to continue to pray about it. We've got to continue to resist it. Because these two movements, communism and Islam, are both historic enemies of Christianity. And we've got to remember something, brethren. They are absolute enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're as bad as the Inquisition. They will, if they can get the power that they want, they will virtually outlaw Christianity. They'll outlaw preaching the gospel. Outlaw sharing the word of God publicly. That's what they're known for historically. That's what they're known for. I mean, in North Korea, it is said that if you convert to Christianity, that you can be put to death. All right, now back to this New American article on this same issue. They said this, that they're quoting Boykin, this Cook County commissioner, who said, quote, there is a quiet genocide taking place in too many of our communities, Boykin said. without noting that the UN and Planned Parenthood have for generations displayed a passion for reducing the number of black people in the world. Quote, 80% of those who are being killed by gun violence are African American and often killed at the hands of another African American. So we must protect these population groups, and that's what the United Nations does. They're a peacekeeping force. They know all about keeping the peace, and so we're hopeful that they'll hear our appeal. I mean, we just have to wonder if, you know, does Boykin actually believe this? Is he deceived? I mean, that could very well be the case. The New American, further down, they say in their article, quote, a look at the UN's brutal occupation of Haiti shows what it might be like to have UN peacekeepers in Chicago. Murder of unarmed civilian protesters, UN spread diseases killing thousands and sickening hundreds of thousands, the kidnapping of children as young as 8 for child sex rings run by deranged UN officers, and more. All of this has been thoroughly documented. Without question, many other crimes perpetrated by UN forces remain hidden for now. And then it goes on from there. The article on New American, I highly recommend. They've got a lot of information warning people about the United Nations. All right, brethren, we are out of time. We're going to have to stop it there. But our next program, we are going to do the annual Christmas show. That is coming up on Friday. Say a prayer for us. Okay, brethren, that's it for us today. That's our show. We'll stop it there. But we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.